This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends vaccinated people in certain parts of the country wear masks while indoors, reversing a decision the agency made 2 months ago. In another reversal, the CDC also now recommends teachers, students, and staff wear masks inside schools, regardless of vaccination status. The decision to recommend masks indoors, the CDC says, was based on surging COVID-19 case numbers in parts of the country reporting low vaccination rates. The rising caseload is driven by the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. There have also been a number of so-called breakthrough cases in which fully vaccinated people are infected, though they generally become less sick. According to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, with earlier variants of the virus, vaccinated people showed low levels of the virus and were considered unlikely to be spreaders. But with the Delta variant, she said, the levels of the virus found in the noses and throats of infected vaccinated people was indistinguishable from infected unvaccinated people. Health officials say vaccines remain effective against the worst outcomes of infection with the virus, including those involving the Delta variant. A former Air Force intelligence analyst has been sentenced to 45 months in prison for leaking to a journalist top secret information about the U.S. government's drone strike program. Daniel Hale told a federal judge he felt compelled to disclose the information out of guilt over his own participation in a drone program that he believed was indiscriminately killing civilians in Afghanistan. Hale said he accepted responsibility for his actions, but also asked for mercy. This is VOA News. Boko Haram Islamists killed 5 Cameroonian soldiers and a civilian in an attack in the far north of the country, according to the Defense Ministry on Tuesday. The attack took place on Monday night near the border with Nigeria, where operations by the Islamist group have been on the rise. 3 soldiers and 1 civilian were also wounded in the attack, according to a statement on state radio. It said a group of, in its words, heavily armed terrorists from Boko Haram aboard several light tactical vehicles attacked the command post a few kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Some militants were also killed, the statement added, without elaborating. Boko Haram fighters killed 8 Cameroonian soldiers on Saturday, a few dozen kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Members of Boko Haram and a splinter group, the Islamic State in West Africa, have been mounting increasingly deadly attacks against security forces and civilians in the far north of Cameroon, as well as in neighboring Nigeria, Niger, and Chad. The insurgency began in 2009 in northeastern Nigeria, and since then, more than 36,000 people have been killed and 3 million forced to flee their homes, according to UN estimates. Tuesday at the Tokyo Olympics featured a number of stunning defeats and setbacks. One of the biggest shocks of the day came when the U.S. gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She left the floor and returned with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. A statement from USA Gymnastics announced that Biles had withdrawn from the team final competition because of a medical issue. With the loss of Biles, Russia took the gold in the women's gymnastics. The U.S. team won the silver. Britain took the bronze. In women's tennis, as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, was defeated by Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic in the third round. And earlier at the Tokyo Aquatic Center, the highly anticipated contest in the women's 100-meter breaststroke between Lily King of the United States and Tatiana Schoenmaker of South Africa ended in an upset. King's 17-year-old teammate Lydia Jacoby edged out both women to win the gold. Schoenmaker finished in second place. King took third. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin addressed Chinese aggression in Southeast Asia Tuesday through his Integrated Deterrence Program, declaring the U.S. seeks a stable relationship with China while working to resolve common challenges. Relations between the two world powers have deteriorated sharply in recent years over such issues as the independence of Taiwan and China's disputed maritime claims in the South China Sea. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.